ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, 2nd chapter, verse 24. We have some previous verses. Yesterday's what was verse? There are some verses before which do not have the purport, so I'll begin from there. The son of Vasu was Pratika, whose son was Ogavan. Ogavan's son was also known as Ogavan. His daughter was Ogavati. Sudarshan married their daughter. From Narishyanta came a son named Chitrasen. From him came a son named Riksha. From Riksha came Midavan. From Midavan came Purna, and from Purna came Indrasena. From Indrasena came Vitihotra. Vitihotra came Satyashrava. Satyashrava came the son named Urushrava. From Urushrava came Devadatta. From Devadatta came a son named Agnivesha, who was the fire god Agni. And this son was a celebrated saint, was well known as Kanina and Jatukarna. From Agnivesha came a Brahmanical dynasty known as Agnivesyan. Now I have described the descendants of Narishyanta. Let me describe the descendants of Dishta. Now we come to today's verse. It's 23 and 24. So 23 I will just read and 24 we can read together. Nabhago Dishta Putronya Karmana Vaishyatam Gata Balanda Sutastasya Vatsa Pritir Balandata Vatsa Prite Sudha Pramshus Tatsutam pramitam vidu Khantira pramates tasmat Chakshushota vimitsati Vatsaprite sutaha. From Vatsapriti the son. Pramshuhu was named Pramshu. Tatsutam the son of him. Pramatim was named Pramati. Vidu, you should understand. Khanitra was named Khanitra. Pramate, from Pramati. Tasmat, from him. Khanitra. Chakshusha was named Chakshusha. Atha, thus, from Chakshusha. Vivimsati, the son named Vivimsati. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. Dishta had a son by the name Nabhaga. This Nabhaga, who was different from the Nabhaga described later, became a Vaishya by occupational duty. Son of Nabhaga was known as Bhalandana. Son of Bhalandana was Vatsapriti. His son was Pramshu. Pramshu's son was Pramati. Pramati's son was Khanitra. Khanitra's son was Chakshusha, and his son was Vivimsati. Purport. From Manu, one son became a Kshatriya, another became Brahmana, and another became a Vaishya. This confirms by Narada Muni, Yasya Yallakshanam Proktam Pumso Varna Vivekam. One should always remember that Brahmana, Kshatriyas and Vaishya should never be regarded as members of a caste by birth. A Brahman may be changed into a Kshatriya and a Kshatriya into a Brahmana. Similarly, a Brahman or a Kshatriya may be changed into a Vaishya and a Vaishya into a Brahman or a Kshatriya. It's confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnamaya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasya. So one is a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, never by birth, but by quality. There's a great need of Brahmanas. Therefore, in Krishna Conscious Movement, we are trying to train some Brahmanas to guide human society. Because at present there is a scarcity of Brahmanas, the brain of human society is lost. Because practically everyone is a Shudra. No one at the present moment can guide the members of society to the proper path by which to achieve perfection in life. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I take the blessings of Sri Guru Srila Prabhupada and all the assembled devotees. I am seeking the mercy to stay in Vrindavan Dham for my purification. The particular shloka which has been selected today is speaking about the different qualities of Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaishya. This is described in the Bhagavad Gita by Lord Krishna himself, Chaturvarnamaya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasya. Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the purport that this classification is not simply by birth, but it is by quality. Srila Prabhupada gives the example that even if somebody's father is a doctor, it doesn't necessarily mean that he will be a doctor. Suppose somebody says, I have a practice, I can give medicines. And somebody asks him, are you a doctor? No, but my father is a doctor. So who would go to such a doctor? Hare Krishna, Ram Naam Satya Hai. So we seek for qualification, not simply birth. This is a real problem which happened in Bharatvarsh, is that society degenerated. Because the Varnashram system, it was supposed to be a very scientific system, everything based on qualities. And then when it became the Smartha Brahman system, that I am a Brahmana because I am wearing a Brahmana thread, or because my father is a Brahman, or grandfather is a Brahmana, that led to the deterioration of the Varnashram system, the original system designed by Krishna. We see in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela also, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to curb this false idea of qualification by birth into complete powder. And that is why he gave very special status to Srila Haridas Thakur. Although Srila Haridas Thakur was born in a family which is Vaishya family, it's practically less than Shudra. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him so much respect. He is known as the Namacharya. There is one pastime in the Haridas Thakur was staying in a place called Phulia, which is very near Shantipur. Shantipur is the place where Advaita Acharya was residing, the incarnation of Mahavishnu and Sadashiva. And Advaita Acharya was a great leader of the Brahmins. And during his annual Shraddha ceremony, where the prasadam is served to the qualified Brahmins, many Brahmins were invited. And the custom is that the most qualified Brahmin is given the first serving, the first prasadam. So Advaita Acharya, he selected Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur was very embarrassed. He said, what is this? I am not even a Shudra. I am lower than the Shudras. And what will people think of you? You are such a highly respectable person in society. How can you call a Mlechya into a assembly of Brahmanas? And that to give him the highest position of accepting prasad. So Advaita Acharya replied that Toma bhojan koti brahman sam bhojan hai. Serving you is equal to serving 10 million Brahmins. Because every moment you are performing sacrifices, you are visiting all the holy places. How? Because every moment you are chanting Hare Krishna. So one who is chanting the holy name, he is higher than a Brahmana. One who is chanting the holy name sincerely, he has understood the essence of all the Shastras. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this as the most important teaching of all the Vedic literatures. In one episode in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking to his associates. He is explaining that my Guru Maharaj told me this is the most important verse. Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Hare Nameva Kevalam, Kalo Nastieva, Nastieva, Nastieva Gatiranyat. That in this age of Kali, there is no other process except the chanting of the holy name, except the chanting of the holy name. And Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita that many yogis and many other people, they come to me and they say, Swamiji, your process is also okay and ours is also okay. You are right, we are also right. And Prabhupada says, we reply, we are right, you are wrong. So it looks like a symptom of pride. Prabhupada is saying that you are wrong. But Prabhupada is being very honest. Just like if I am selling some gold, pure gold, another person is selling imitation gold. So obviously imitation gold will be very much lower price. So this person ought to market his product. He may say, your product is also good, mine is also good. Because this is a bogus product. But the person who is selling the original product, he has the right to say that this is original gold and yours is not the original. So this is the conclusion of all the Shastras which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so much emphasized. Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastieva, Nastieva, Nastieva Gatirindit. And this is an interesting history to how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first gave the Harinam Diksha. Does anybody know who was the first person who received the Mahamantra? In the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, Lord Chaitanya gave the first time the Mahamantra to Tapan Mishra. Tapan Mishra was a great Brahman. He was from Varanasi. And he had studied many Vedic literatures, Puranas, Vedas, and he was confused. He did not know what the goal of life is and how to achieve. So he was searching. He was sincerely searching. One who is searching for the Lord will reveal himself either through Guru or directly. So one night he had a dream, and a Brahman appeared to him in a dream and told that you should go to Nimai Pandit and he will show you the way. He will guide you as to what is the goal of life and how to attain it. So Tapan Mishra, he immediately left from Varanasi to Navadvip, more than about 1,000 kilometers. And when he reached Navadvip, he found that Lord Chaitanya had left Navadvip and gone to East Bengal, which is now known as Bangladesh. And he was giving knowledge, scholarly knowledge, to many, many students. During this Leela, Lord Chaitanya had not yet begun his Sankirtan pastimes. He is now the famous Nimai Pandit, who is very intelligent and at times very proud also. Sometimes the devotees would call him crest jewel of arrogance. Later on he was teaching Trinadapi Sunichena. The devotees would many times, just like Srivas Thakur once told, Nimai, why don't you serve Krishna? And Lord Chaitanya said, one day I'll become such a great devotee that even Brahma and Shiva will come to take my association. So Nimai Pandit, he was very, very reputed. Wherever he would go, students would flock around him to just to gain some knowledge. Not spiritual knowledge, but knowledge of grammar, vyakaran, logic. And he was very expert. He had very recently defeated Digvijay Keshav Kashmiri. Digvijay Keshav Kashmiri was the top champion. And he was defeated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course, Lord Chaitanya was very kind. Not only defeated Digvijay, but he gave him mercy also. He actually made him into a Vaishnava. So Tapan Mishra was searching. He came to this place in Bangladesh where Lord Chaitanya was giving knowledge. And it was just the end of one session, and many, many students were offering gifts to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at that time, Tapan Mishra approached Lord Chaitanya in a private place and requested him that, please guide me. I had a dream, and according to the dream, I was directed to come and meet you. Please tell me what is the goal of life and how to attain it. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at this time, he gave the Mahamantra. He said, the goal of life is to develop love for Krishna. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. That dormant love for Krishna, which is within the heart of every living being, has to be simply awakened. And that becomes awakened by the chanting of the holy name. Lord Chaitanya then told him this verse, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyat. That in this age of Kali, which is filled with so many faults, there's only one hope, there's only one process, and that is the chanting of the holy name. And then Lord Chaitanya specifically gave him the Mahamantra, this 32 syllables, the 16 word Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he told him, just by chanting the holy name, one will attain all perfection. This should be our faith also, based on Prabhupada's teachings. Prabhupada says, if we just have this faith, that just by chanting the holy name, one will attain all perfection. That is success. To develop this faith in the holy name. Nama Nami Abhinatvam. That there is no difference between Krishna and his holy name. Once one devotee was speaking something about the holy name, and he was saying that Krishna is in his holy name. So Prabhupada immediately corrected him. Said, no, Krishna is not in his holy name. Krishna is the holy name. The Nam Chintamani. Nam, the holy name is Chintamani, and it is non-different from Krishna. So by taking shelter of the holy name, one attains all perfection. There is no need for any other process. When it says nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva means not by jnana, not by karma, and not by yoga. These things can lead to some material perfections. They can lead to liberation, or it can lead to yogic perfections. But for the ultimate perfection, the holy name is necessary and sufficient. No other processes needed. So Tapan Mishra, after receiving the Mahamantra, was so happy and he wanted to stay with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He did not want to go back to Varanasi because Varanasi is traditionally a place of impersonalist. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him that you go back to Varanasi because I will come to Varanasi. At that time I will meet you there. So this was the first recorded instance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving the Mahamantra, the process for perfection. And then of course the very interesting history of how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, received initiation from Ishwarapuri, and later on he began the Sankirtan pastimes. Although Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he did not begin preaching actively until he received the mercy of Srila Ishwarapuri. He wanted to explain the importance of taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. And later on we find that after sannyas, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Varanasi, he met Tapan Mishra and he met Chandrasekhar. These two great devotees were there. And Tapan Mishra had a son who later on became the great Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. So during his visit in Varanasi, one Brahmana came to Lord Chaitanya and he was saying that there is one sannyasi here, Prakashananda Saraswati. He had 60,000 disciples and he is criticizing you. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply smiled. Prabhupada explained in that purport, Lord Chaitanya did not become disturbed because he wanted to show that a devotee does not take personal insult very seriously. Lord Chaitanya could have actually gone and argued and defeated Prakash Saraswati at that time. Prakash Saraswati was saying that this chanting and dancing is for sentimentalist, you know. But Lord Chaitanya kept quiet. He just smiled. Trinada Pisunichena, just tolerating all insults. But later on, one Brahmana, he arranged a meeting of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his group of Mayavadi sannyasis. Lord Chaitanya never wanted to mix with impersonalists because it is Mayavadi Bhashya Shunile Hai Sarvanash. Just by hearing from Mayavadis, associating with them, it's Sarvanash, complete, not partial Nash, total Nash. So one should not even see the face of the Mayavadis. But because of his devotee, Lord Chaitanya agreed to meet Prakashananda Saraswati and his followers. And Lord Chaitanya came and he gave mercy in a very unprecedented way. He did not begin with any discussion. He just began with a very humble mood. He knew that these Mayavadis are puffed up. So he took the humble position. Just outside the area where the sannyasis were sitting, there's a place where people would come and wash their feet. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down there. And he exhibited his effulgence. Because his impersonalists, they are attracted to Brahmajyoti. Like in Hindi they say, Mulle ki dod masjid tak, you know, that they are attracted by the effulgence. So Lord Chaitanya used this as a weapon to attract them and eventually make them devotees. So Prakashananda Saraswati, he came out and he told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come inside. And this way he did some sukriti by serving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And during the course of the discussion, he asked that you are a sannyasi from the Bharati Sampradaya and we are also sannyasis, you are in our Sampradaya. Why don't you discuss Vedanta Sutras with us? You know? So Lord Chaitanya could have said that, you know, he could have immediately defeated Vedanta Sutra, but he began in a very humble tone. He said, Guru More Janila Murkha Kuriyo Shasan. My Guru Maharaj told me, you are a fool. You have no right to study Vedanta Sutra. Now Lord Chaitanya was certainly not a fool. He had defeated the greatest Pandit, Keshav Kashmiri, and later on Sarvam Bhattacharya. Sarvam Bhattacharya was knowing all the philosophies. But Lord Chaitanya is explaining how an ideal disciple always thinks of himself as a fool. One should not think, I am very learned, I am very great. And especially before the spiritual master, one should be very, very humble. One should be very, very humble. Very, take the most menial position. Like we see the example of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. He is a disciple of Srila Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj. And Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj is apparently not very learned. He is not learned, materially speaking. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is encyclopedia of all Vedic knowledge. He is Saraswati. He has got the Siddhanta Saraswati. He has know all the materially and spiritually. But yet, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, when his father Bhaktivinoda Thakur told him that he should take initiation from Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj, so he went in a very humble mood, begging. And Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj is Namo Gaurakishwaraya Sakshad Vairagya Murte, is completely renounced. He is not for followers or fame. He would run away. He would tell, somebody offered him that we'll make some place for you. He said, give me a place in the latrine where people don't come and disturb me. He did not want any followers. But Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur begged him for initiation. He is showing us the mood of our disciple. He should be a humble beggar in front of the spiritual master. No matter how learned or how rich or how opulent one may be, to get spiritual knowledge, one has to take the position of a humble beggar. One who becomes a humble beggar before his spiritual master and Krishna, he can become a great donor, a donor of the spiritual knowledge. So, Babaji Maharaj refused. He said, I will ask Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then after a few days, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur again approached and Babaji Maharaj said, no, I did not receive any reply. And again he was just postponing, and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was feeling thinking, what is the use of my life if I cannot attain shelter of a bona fide spiritual master? And then seeing his sincerity, Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj decided to accept him, and only one disciple. So this mood of utter humility is the gateway to spiritual knowledge and perfection. Without taking on this mood, which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said is the crest jewel of all verses, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Unless one strictly tries to follow in the footsteps of these great souls who are embodiments of this verse, one cannot even enter into the realm of spiritual perfection. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was speaking in the home of Shuklambar, he said that this verse should be tied around like a kantimala, like the thread of the holy name. He put in this verse, Trinadapi Suniche. He considered it to be the most important of all verses. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the Prakashan Saraswati and his followers, my Guru Maharaj told me, you are a fool. You have no right to study Vedanta Sutras. He told me just to chant Hare Krishna. And then I started chanting Hare Krishna. And then tears were coming out of my eyes. And I saw the symptoms of ecstasy. And then I went to my spiritual master and said, Kiba Mantra Dila Gosai. What kind of mantra have you given me? Japite Japite Haila Pagal. I become mad. And my spiritual master said, Bhala Haila. Very good. This is the true effect of chanting the holy name. One who sincerely chants the holy name, automatically, Nayanam Galadashrudharaya Vadanam Gadgadarudayagira, he will automatically be exhibiting these symptoms. Now one may ask that, I am also chanting so sincerely. Personally, I have been in the movement for more than 30 years. Why am I not developing taste for the holy name? Why am I not exhibiting these symptoms? So we have to check. In the Shastra, it explains that if one is chanting the holy name and is not exhibiting these symptoms, then this is because of offenses. That the seed of the holy name does not sprout until one is chanting in the mood of offenseless chanting, humble chanting. So one should pray to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, please free me from all offenses. Aparada dura habe pabe premadhan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Nitai, Dayal Nitai Chaitanya Bhule Nacharya Marama. He says that by taking shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, one becomes free from all offenses. Like tomorrow we'll be celebrating Balaram's appearance day. I've been asked to speak something about that, which I will speak very shortly. But actually, Srila Prabhupada established the main deity as Krishna Balaram, but then again, we first approach Gaur Nithai and then we go to Krishna Balaram. That it's through the mercy of Gaur Nithai we can understand what is Krishna Balaram. You know? So in the chanting of the holy name, Prabhupada explains that one should take shelter of the Panchatattva. One should take shelter. What does it mean to take shelter? It is not simply mechanically, oh, after every mala I say Jai Shri Krishna Gaur Bhakta Vrindam, I am done. But it means to actually beg, very sincerely plead to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, please, I am sincerely begging you, please free me from these offenses. Otherwise I may go on chanting for another millions of years and still not develop love for Krishna. But you please be kind to me, free me from these offenses. And Prabhupada assures us that by the shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the taking shelter of the Panchatattva, one can become free from offenses. It is not impossible. If it were impossible, the acharyas would not have recommended this process. Certainly it requires a lot of patience. It is not that one comes to a temple and gets initiated in 1 year, second year tears are coming out, and third year you see Krishna face to face, and fourth year you are dancing with Krishna. It is, I wish it were like that, but Krishna has made the process a gradual process. Prabhupada never encouraged us to go to sahajiyas, you know, where they promise instant perfection without following the regulative principles. Our line is sadhana bhakti, that through sincere sadhana, with a humble attitude, in the mood of taking shelter of Guru and Vaishnavas, Shri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Shri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunath, Echai Gosai Kari Charana Vandan, Jaha Hoite Vigna Nash Abhishta Puran. By taking shelter of the six Goswamis, Jaha Hoite Vigna Nash, all the obstacles on the path of bhakti are removed. And then one attains the desired objective. So Lord Chaitanya is telling to Prakashan Saraswati that my Guru Maharaj told me, Bhala Haila, this is the great wonderful success that you are able to chant in the proper consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport there that it gives the greatest pleasure to the spiritual master when he sees the disciple making spiritual advancement. When the spiritual master sees that the disciple is genuinely taking shelter of the holy name, the spiritual master feels pleasure, because that is the purpose for which the spiritual master has come. And Prabhupada writes another line in that same purport. The spiritual master does not feel happy if the disciple simply brings him a lot of money. Because it may be one service to bring money for Guru and Krishna, it's very nice. But the greatest pleasure will be when the spiritual master sees the disciple is chanting purely, or at least chanting offenselessly. So this is the best service one can offer to one spiritual master, is to chant the holy name with the proper feeling, with the proper mood of a beggar, with a longing. Like Rupa Goswami explains that one should, in nectar of devotion, siddhi lalasa, aspiring for perfection. Kabe habe bolo se de namar. Aparada guchi shuddha name ruchi kripa bala habe hridaya sanchar. My dear Lord, when that time will come when I'll be able to chant the holy name with proper consciousness, when all my offenses will cease and the shuddha name, the pure name will appear. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explained in this way to Prakashananda Saraswati. And my spiritual master then told me that now you go and distribute the holy name to everyone. And in that purport, Prabhupada explains that the second step, first step is the spiritual master wants is that we should chant the holy name in the proper mood, and then he wants that we should distribute the holy name according to our capacity. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. On my order, become guru and distribute this holy name to one and all. And then Prakashananda Saraswati has discussions with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And finally they all accept defeat. Lord Chaitanya Prabhu defeats Prakash, Saraswati, and all of them start taking shelter of the holy name. So there are many, many pastimes in Lord Chaitanya's Leela where he explains how birth is not so important. Another example is Lord Chaitanya went to South India, and during his South India Yatra, he took knowledge, he received knowledge for 10 days from one great devotee who was from a Shudra background. Who is that? Ramanand Rai. Ramanand Rai is a Grihastha and he is from the Shudra background. And Lord Chaitanya is a Dvijavara. He is the best of the Brahmanas. And he is a sannyasi. By all calculations and etiquette, a sannyasi would be giving knowledge to a Grihastha, or a Brahmana would be giving knowledge to a Shudra. But both factors are opposite here. Lord Chaitanya is the best of the Brahmins, best of the sannyasis, and is sitting, hearing from Ramanand Rai, who is coming from a Shudra background, and he is a Grihastha. Why Lord Chaitanya arranged this is again to remove this misconception that birth is important. Lord Chaitanya asked questions to Ramanand Rai, you know, what is the goal of life? And Ramanand Rai answered, and Lord Chaitanya would say, not this, go higher. He even rejected Yat Karoshi Dashnosi Sarudharman Parityajya. And then when Ramanand Rai spoke that famous verse, Sthane Stita Shuti Gatan Tanuvan Manobhir, you know, that one should stay in one's position as is. Jnane Prayas Udapas Namanta Eva San Mukharitam Bhavadiya Varta. That you stay in your varna and ashram wherever you are. And just shuti gatam, just sthane sthita, we just humbly listen to the divine messages from the mouth of great devotees. And Lord Chaitanya says, yes, eho hai, this is all right. So far Lord Chaitanya was rejecting, eho bhaya, eho bhaya, eho bhaya, this is external. But when Ramanand Rai spoke this verse, Lord Chaitanya was satisfied. But then he said, aage kichu aa raha hai, can you speak something more? And then Ramanand Rai spoke gradually about Shantaras, about Dasyaras, about Sakhyaras, and then Madhuryaras. And then Lord Chaitanya said, aage kichu hai? And Ramanand Rai said, so far I have not heard anything more than this. But then again he spoke some glories of Srimati Radharani. And then then Ramanand Rai told Lord that, who are you? First I was seeing you as a golden sannyasi. And who are you? Reveal yourself. And the Lord Chaitanya showed him his form of Radha and Krishna. So the highest truth, the highest literature is Chaitanya Charitamrita. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the highest subject matter is this Madhya Leela, this chapter of Ramanand Rai. And here Lord Chaitanya is not speaking, but is hearing from Ramanand Rai. Just to emphasize this point, Kiba Vipra, Kiba Nyasi, Shudra Kena Hoy, Jai Krishna Tattva Veti Sei Guru Hai. It does not matter whether one is a Brahmana or a Kshatriya or a Shudra. One who knows this science of Krishna, he is Guru. Like so many people were criticizing Srila Prabhupada when Western Europeans and Americans joined the movement, how they are being, you know, given services, or how they are preaching or doing deity worship. But Prabhupada was very clear that this is, it is not based on birth. It is based on one's qualification. So the proper qualification, anybody can become a preacher. There's a story in the life of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur that once there was a debate going on between the Smartha Brahmins had arranged a debate that who is more important, Brahmanas or Vaishnavas. And this was held in a place in Bengal called Mednipur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his father, was supposed to go, but because of ill health, he could not go. So he asked his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, that you go and represent me. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was surrounded by many, many Smartha Brahmins. Of course, there were some Vaishnavas also. And he began with first glorifying the Brahmanas. He just started speaking very nice things about Brahmanas. How when one offers beautiful preparations made in ghee, the mouth of the Brahmanas, then Krishna becomes very pleased. And the Brahmanas were thinking, Haribol, very nice. He is in our side, you know. But then he began to speak, what is real Brahman? Who is one who knows the absolute truth? Brahma Janati. And then he showed very scientifically the glories of Vaishnavism. There are so many challenges were there. But Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur very scientifically defeated all arguments. So much so that people were running to take the dust off his feet. The police had to come and control, and you know, they gave the Charanamrit of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. So this is very scientific, that we see everything onto quality. Just one or two leelas of Balaramji, I have been asked to speak because tomorrow is Balaram's appearance day. Two leelas which took place in Vrindavan are very significant. One is the killing of Dhenukasura and the other is Pralambasura. This is interesting because Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that the demons which appear in Krishna Leela, they are actually representing the anarthas in our heart. So by hearing these pastimes in very submissive way, as given by Srila Prabhupada in Krishna book, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, one can actually become freed from all anarthas. Lord Balaram's mercy is essential, because just like when you are planting some crops in the field, first one has to, with the help of a plow, one has to till the ground, and then the crops will grow very nicely. So before Krishna appears, Lord Balaram is appearing. He is preparing the womb of Mother Devaki for the coming of Lord Krishna. In the same way, the plow of Balaram means the instructions of the spiritual master. The instructions of the spiritual master, they prepare us to welcome Krishna in the core of our heart. Sometimes the instructions may seem very difficult or not very palatable, but nevertheless, sincere following of the instructions of the parampara lead one to the realization of the absolute truth, Krishna Bhakti. So here I speak a little bit about the story of Balaramji killing Dhenukasura. Dhenukasura, as you all know, he was in the form of an ass, and he was residing in this forest of Talavan. As Krishna and Balaram were herding the cows in different forests of Vrindavan, sometime it is explained that Lord Balaram would become tired and he would lie down in the lap of a cowherd boy, and then Krishna would personally massage his lotus feet. Krishna would glorify Balaram in different ways. At that time, some of the friends of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada explained, Sri Rama, Subal and Stroka Krishna, they came to Balaram and Krishna and said, "Oh Krishna and Balaram, here you are so powerful, you are killing so many demons, but do you know nearby there is a forest named Talavan and there are beautiful fruits, tala fruits, which you would all like to enjoy. This forest is filled with such fruits, but we cannot take it because of the presence of this asura named Dhenukasura." And all of them, not only Dhenukasura, he was surrounded with all his family members, which are obviously all in the form of the ass. And the sweet aroma is very much attractive to us. "Please come and kill this demon." So Krishna and Balaram, they are Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada writes in the translation that they were inclined to please their devotees, and with smiling faces they proceeded towards the forest. Krishna and Balaram were not so much inclined to taste the fruits. It's not that Krishna and Balaram wanted to simply taste the fruits, that may be later, but they wanted to please their devotees. So this shows another quality of the Supreme Lord. He is Bhakta Vatsa. Krishna and Balaram, or in Gaur Leela, Gaur Netai, or Ram Lakshman, they are always thinking of how to please the devotees. The Supreme Lord Himself also takes pleasure in pleasing His devotees. So how much more we should be trying to serve and please His devotees. Recently I was in Kanchipuram, the place where the beautiful deity of Ati Varadaraj, the deity of Varadaraj Swami, which is giving darshan once in 40 years. Some of you may have had darshan. Now it is, today is August 14th, so till August 16th, 17th, darshan is there. It's a very beautiful deity, but of course a great challenge to get in lakhs of people. So one devotee was explaining one of the pastimes that took place there in Kanchipuram, the same deity. When Ramanujacharya was performing his Leela, he once asked Kanchipurna, who was one of his Shiksha gurus, that please ask Lord Varadaraj, the same deity which is now giving darshan for just few days more, please ask, will I able to attain perfection? Prabhu, I am just serving devotees. The Lord replied to Kanchipurna, please tell Ramanuja, he will attain perfection because he is serving my devotees in this life. And Kanchipurna was not serving devotees directly, he was serving the Lord. His service was to take the chamar and fan the Lord constantly. So when Kanchipurna heard his reply, he was thinking in his mind, what about me? I am not serving the devotees. So he asked the Lord, my Lord, Ramanujacharya will attain perfection, but what about me? So the Lord replied that, one who serves my devotee, he will definitely attain. But as for you, I am not very sure. Something like wait list, you know, R is not confirmed. So then Kanchipurna left this service and he went to serve the devotees for a few months in a disguised way, because he was so senior and so advanced. He served for a few months and again he came back and asked the Lord. The Lord said, now you will definitely attain perfection. So here in this Krishna book, Prabhupada writes that even the Lord is inclined to please his devotee. So they came, Krishna Balaram came, started shaking the trees and all the fruits were falling down. And Hiranyakasipu, when he heard this sound, he came and started attacking Balaramji. Prabhupada writes that when he was so powerful that he was moving, the whole earth was shaking, like an earthquake. And he came and attacked Balaramji one time, two times, and Balaramji just tolerated. But then Balaramji finally took him by the hind legs and just twirled him around and threw him, and he died. Shri Balaramji ki jai. And then all the other demons, like basically Hiranyakasipu, his brother or his father or his whole family, obviously they were all asses. So they, all of them came to attack, and one by one Krishna and Balaram, they just threw him. It is said that actually Hiranyakasipu was not killed by Krishna directly. He had some connection with the Vansha of Bali Maharaj. So Lord had promised Prahlad Maharaj that he would not kill anybody in his dynasty. So that is why he was killed by Balaram especially. But then the other demons, his relatives, they were killed by Krishna and Balaram, and Prabhupada writes, there were so many demons killed. It was a panoramic scene. Many, many demons lying down. And Prabhupada gives a very beautiful explanation. He says that it is not surprising for Lord Balaram to kill this demon, because he is Ananta Shesh, and at Ananta Shesh he is holding all the planets on his hoods without any difficulty. It's not that Ananta Shesh feels burdened and after holding for some time he says, somebody please share the burden. He says, so if he is Ananta Shesh, in fact Ananta Shesh is the expansion of Balaram, so what difficulty is there for him to kill a demon like Hiranyakasipu? After all the demons were killed, then the neighboring people, they started coming to collect the fruits, and animals began to come and accept all the fruits. I would like to end with one story which shows the importance of humility and how Balaramji is curbing the pride. Lord Balaram, when he was travelling, he came to one place called Naimisharanya. This place is near Lucknow and very famous place where the Bhagavatam was spoken. First Shukadeva Goswami spoke to Parikshit Maharaj, and then later on Sutta Goswami spoke to many, many sages. So Lord Balaram came there, and all the participants, the Katha was going on, Romanishana Sutta was speaking, and everybody got up. Knowing the exalted position of Lord Balaram, everybody got up. But Romarshan Sutta, he was still sitting on the Vyasasana. He did not know the proper etiquette. He was so puffed up. He was so proud that he was thinking that I do not have to respect the Supreme Lord Balaram. So he just was seated on the Vyasasan and he was thinking that I am so great, I am exalted. Pride is the greatest enemy. In the Bible also says, pride goeth before a fall. That is why Trinadapi Sumichena is the most important thing to remember that can keep us free from pride. So Lord Balaram thought for some time about his birth. His birth was also not exalted. At the same time, if he had good qualities, then a person worshipable. Even the birth may not be so great. Even Prahlad Maharaj's birth is in Asura family. But that is not so important. He is considered to be the best of the devotees, the most exalted devotee. So here, when Balaramji observed that he is not observing the proper etiquette, Lord Balaram decided that he should be punished to death. Because although he has a good qualification, he is directly a student of Vyasadeva. He has studied all the Vedic literatures, but is not submissive. In other words, humility, submission, tolerance, these are the real qualities which make one dear to the Lord. Even if one has studied all the Shastras, but the first important thing of knowledge is to be humble. Vinaya, that's a, not only Vidya, but Vidya Vinaya. Vinaya means to be humble. So if one has studied all the Shastras like Romansh and Sutra, but one does not adopt a mood of humility, then all his knowledge is simply a waste of time. So, Romarshan Sutta was proud, and because of pride, he could not respect a great personality. So, Lord Balaram just took a small piece of straw and just put it on the head of Romarshan, and immediately he died. Shri Balaram Dikhi Jai. So, all the audience, the different brahmanas who were hearing, they were very surprised and they were shocked. Now how is the katha going on? Our speaker is killed. They came to Lord and said, we have put Romarshan Sutta on the platform for the sacrifice to go on. Sacrifice is not yet completed. So we had given him a benediction that he will have a very long life. Under the circumstances now you have killed him. So please tell us that what should be done now? We are not saying that you should, you are perfect in whatever you do, but now show us mercy. We do not suggest what kind of atonement you should do. There is nothing wrong in what you have done, but still we suggest that you adopt some method of atonement so that others may follow your example. So Lord Balaram, the Supreme Lord, but Yadyad Echarati Shrishtas, there is nothing wrong he had done, but he said yes, I will atone for this action, which may have been proper for me, but is improper for others. It's a very nice point Prabhupada makes here, that the activity for Lord Balaram, it is proper. It may not be proper for other ordinary persons. So simultaneously, if now you want, I can bring Romarshan Sutta back to life, or whatever. But then the sages said, that we do not want that Romarshan Sutta should come back, but we, at the same time he should be there. In other words, it's a paradox. So after thinking something, then the sages, in fact Balaramji, he solved the problem. He said, the son is representative of the father. Atmavat Jayate Putra. The son is representative of the father. Therefore his son, the son of Romarshan Sutta, is Ugrashrava Sutta. So he should take the father's position and he should continue the pravachan on the Puranas. And because he wanted Romarshan to have a long duration of life, so that long duration of life which you had given will be transferred to his son. So in this way Lord Balaram, he pleased all the brahmanas and the sages, and later on they requested him to kill one demon in Balavala, and Lord Balaram killed this demon also. So Lord Balaram is again and again showing the importance of submission. Here in Vrindavan, when Lord Balaram came near Ramaghat and he was in a transcendental ecstasy performing his leela with the gopis, and he called for Yamuna and Yamuna did not come. And Lord Balaram was so angry, he just took his plough and just Yamuna into hundreds of streams, and then Yamuna Devi came with a beautiful garland and offered respects. Similarly, Duryodhana, it's very interesting that although Duryodhana is a demon, but somehow he was very dear to Lord Balaram, just like Jagai Madai were dear to Lord Nityananda. So Balaram actually personally trained him in the art of fighting in the club. So Duryodhana, there's a story of the marriage of Sambha, and Duryodhana had arrested his daughter Lakshmana and Sambha, and the Dwarka residents are about to attack. But Balaramji wanted to give chance to Duryodhana. He said, I will go with a peace message. So he went on the outskirts of Hastinapur, and there Duryodhana and all the Kurus, they came to welcome Balaramji. But at that time, Balaramji simply asked that you return Sambha and Lakshmana. The Duryodhana spoke some very ill words. He said, what do you think you are? Do you think the dog can sit in the same seat as the master? You are like the shoes trying to come on the head. Very, very bitter words he spoke. And Lord Balaram was like just getting angry and angry like a full moon. And finally he became so angry that he took the plow and uprooted the entire city of Hastinapur. Great power of Balaram. In this material world, even if you want to destroy something, it takes time for destruction. But Balaram took the entire city, that means Hastinapur, the entire Delhi. You need to throw it into Yamuna, Hare Krishna, Vidhaipur, Premanand. But then Duryodhana and everybody came to beg forgiveness. Immediately they brought Sam and Lakshmanaya, oh Shubhadva, immediately. And they begged forgiveness. And in conclusion, I would like to end with this point of Nityananda Prabhu. Because Lord Balaram, he likes Varuni and his transcendental honey. But as Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he has come to give us the Varuni of the holy name, the nectar of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we can pray to Krishna Balaram, who are not different from Gaurnithai, to remove all obstacles and make us advanced on the path of bhakti. Give us that nectar, the nectar of the holy name, that can remove all the material desires and give us entrance into the spiritual world. Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shri Govinda ki jai, Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai.